It has been quite the week here in the city of Belleville as Monday's council meeting presented a situation for Belleville Council to decide how they're going to fill the council seat of the late Pat Culhane. Never in my time as a talk show host has a local political situation ended up so volatile. As you've heard, I'm sure you've heard, Tyler Alsop was the next in line, as far as vote numbers go, to take that seat, which has been the tradition. Council decided by a 4-4 vote, so it was a loss, not to do that, and an ad hoc committee was indeed formed to deal with that situation. We are going to get to that discussion, but before we do that, and before we bring up our guest, Councillor Sean Kelly, Mayor Panchuk was on this show on Wednesday, and we had a much discussed and frank interview for sure. And he sent a letter yesterday to his council colleagues, and he asked me to convey that letter on the air today, which I'm happy to do. Because when the mayor asks you to do something, generally you say yes after looking at what it is. Like, I wouldn't jump off a bridge. And many mayors have told me to do that, by the way. Okay, so here it is. Good afternoon, colleagues. I owe you all an apology, and some more specifically, for a comment I made yesterday on the Lauren Brooker show. I stated that I had requested input on the ad hoc committee and received none from four councillors whatsoever. This is incorrect in that I received input from all 70 of you. I will communicate that error to Lauren Brooker today, which he has. Upon review, I realize that statement was incorrect, and I offer you all my unreserved apology for that. As part of the process, I spoke with all 7 councillors about the situation we could be in the event that Tyler Alsop was not chosen, and that I wanted input in terms of a path forward. We all agreed that individual councillors nominating people from the floor was problematic and would likely either result in a failing tie vote or the successful candidate would not have full support of council and therefore was not a preferred option. I proposed the establishment of an ad hoc committee to review applicants and make a recommendation to council. There were 7 positions on the committee, and I asked each councillor for suggestions of people to serve on the committee. Councillor Carr, Millette, Thompson, and Williams did not recommend any names to populate the committee. I appreciate these facts were not communicated with my statement yesterday. In the end, the councillors who made suggestions have their recommended candidates on the selection committee. The quality of those community members is outstanding, and I look forward to their recommendation for council by January 15th, 2021. I hope this clarifies the matter, and again, I apologize for not being more careful in my comments. Best wishes, Mayor Mitch Panchuk. Okay, so he wanted to get that out, and we're happy to do that for him today. But the fact of the matter is, as I said prior, there has not been a community response to any council motion in my memory that has garnered so much attention. We have spoken to the mayor. We have spoken to Tyler Alsop. We've spoken to Councillor Carr. And today we speak to one of the councillors who voted against having Councillor Alsop as a new Belleville councillor. Joining us in studio, as I mentioned, is Belleville councillor, host of Weekend Magazine here on CJBQ, program director on Mixed and morning host for Quinty Broadcasting on Mixed 97, Sean Kelly. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
So here's the question that at least 5 people have asked me to ask you. Did you make a mistake on Monday and you regret the decision that you made not to bring Tyler Alsop up and put him in the late Pat Culhane's seat?
Good question. We reflect on decisions we make. It wasn't anything personal towards Tyler. There's 8 votes. Do I regret? I can tell you I'm reflecting on it, and I've answered to the emails with phone calls. There's been lots. People have stopped me out the street. Not all negative. Some positive. And I'll kind of explain,
okay,
if I can, where I got to my decision.
And
because
not everybody
was at council on Monday. Not everybody's watched it. They've heard sound bites from newscasts
and I'll let
and
you
editorials.
Explain I'll let
so
you explain
I would like to explain
but before
how
that,
I got that.
Before that, with all this attention, with all the comments, I have asked people to give me your view, or the four who voted against Tyler's view. I have not heard one person. I know you have, because people have come up to you and you've said, and you're not a liar. So, looking back at this, do you wish that you made a different decision, and that what you're going to talk about later in your passion for equality and diversiveness and all that kind of stuff could have been done a different way? Do you regret the way that this has turned out?
Well, that's a fair question, and that's a tough one. Do I regret it?
Did you make a mistake?
People ask me to represent the city in the best interest of the voters. I have worked hard in this community for many different groups for 25 plus years due to my job next door and taking a sense of responsibility for my community. And when I did my research on where I was going with this, I was not asked by the mayor to vote Tyler out, if you will. Councillor McCaw, Councillor Sanderson had their own initiative. In no way have I been influenced by Mayor Panchuk. The way I looked at the vote was, there were two options, and you know them. But we're telling our story on how we got to my decision. There are two options, and the options were by election. We knew that that wasn't going to happen. And the other option was appoint. I thought Councillor Williams at the meeting on Monday night, he struck a chord with me when he started talking about the online potential, because that was really presented to us. And I was listening to Ryan, and I spoke to him that night. And the next day, we had a conversation about that. And I thought that was rather interesting. Again, it's a cost factor. But how did Sean Kelly, who came sixth in the polls, I was the last one to get the seat, and how did I come to my decision? You know, you've had some calls on, and I've had some emails sent to me saying, is Sean mad about the pop-ups comment from Tyler a year ago? Anybody that knows me, that knows our media background, do we deal with BS all the time from listeners or people calling us out? I'm not like that. Anybody that knows me knows I'm not like that. So how did Sean Kelly come up with his decision? Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, sorry. Coffee went down the wrong way.
So
really sorry.
I can't speak to the other seven, what they did for their research. But in my history, I like to examine things because I respect the position. We're there for a short time. Mine might be shorter than maybe I've wanted. But here, folks, it's how I got to that decision. As the new inclusion chair for the city, and you're gonna argue, well, how does that have anything to do? And maybe you could move this mandate.
How about you get to the answer, and then I'll go to my question.
So I had my first meeting at Belleville City Hall. I go in. Dr. Aruna Alexander is at the table. The rest of the table, it's all white. 40 plus, 50 plus. So the second meeting, I brought a young student that's a new Canadian graduate of Loyalist to speak. And she talks about her life. I've shared that story about this young lady, Preet, looking at Canadian videos on YouTube to come to Canada. So I make the connection with her, and she's our guest speaker. A week later, and her presentation was at the Belleville City Police Station. A week later, almost to the day, she contacts me and says, we'd like to have a protest tomorrow in the city on what's going on in India. And this is part of the culture that I'm hopefully going to be a part of change. But 75 new Canadians that she represents have a rally, a protest in Belleville. They go down Bell Boulevard, they come up North Front, and they go down College. Almost, Lauren, to the place a week before she spoke, a 40-year-old woman runs out, tells them to go back, slurs, rips up the sign. That video that went global, apparently has had hundreds of thousands of views. And the comments that I read last night, bigot Belleville, bigot this, bigot that, that's Belleville. I've had phone calls to me, and I love our community. But here's what I've observed since I've been in 2018. Sean Kelly, what I've observed. We had the Flag of the South controversy this summer. We saw a movement in our hometown of 1,200 people on a Sunday night in June with Black Lives Matter. I was there. All racial diversity, ethnic religion, pride parade, the issue I talked about that happened in our city last week. And I asked myself, are we better than this? When I have had relatives contact me from Toronto, Ottawa, and say, that know me and know that I don't stand for that, what is going on with Belleville? Are you not going to be the voice of change? So, I reached out to four qualified, highly intelligent university professors. And I asked the question, are we moving quickly? And if I decided to go this way, what do you think? The last conversation I had was the Sunday night prior to the vote on Monday with a university professor. And she said, are you going to be brave enough to do this? You're going to get a lot of backlash, blowback, kick to the groin. Are you ready to do this? Because equality isn't in our community. Are we a diverse community? We've made some strides. We are still lacking, I think, and I've thought long and hard about this, for equality. And when I hear the stories, Lauren, Tuesday, a gentleman reached out to me. He's in his 50s. He has two children, runs a business in Belleville with 30 employees, and moved to this country from India when he was 16. And I was at the kitchen table answering emails and phone calls, and I was on speakerphone, and my daughter, Taylor, was at home, and she heard him crying because it's the first time he felt that somebody actually was addressing what he has been feeling. And he said he felt like an outsider in our community for the last 26 years. He's not white. He didn't have the pedigree. He's been successful. So, and I know what Counselor Culhane resonated with me. She practiced diversity. And did I get too connected to it all? But I believe in it, Lauren. And this was not an easy decision. I did my due diligence. I did my research. And I went with my gut and my heart. And change doesn't just happen without somebody taking the leadership role. I looked it up.
Would you agree that, first of all, change has to happen at the appropriate time when people are ready for it? And...
yes,
I do. In the appropriate situation.
Here's what somebody said to me 48 hours ago. I respect this individual. I wrote down what they said. Belleville's not like other communities. We do things differently here. That's exactly why I took the stand on Monday night, because we have to move. And why do we want to wait 2 or 3 years? And I know we have had this discussion
off
air.
But to affect change, Sean, I want you to think of this question. Is it affecting change when you appoint somebody to the role? as opposed to give them the gumption and the inner power to try to make that change themselves.
You know, I had a conversation recently with Robert Quaife, who was the mayor of the county. Robert was the mayor when there were 16 councilors. Two were women. Part of the conversation was he championed what I was doing. He sees the big picture. We need equality at the table. If a woman steps into that position, if that's the direction of council in the city, right now it's 1 in 8. Is it going to be 1 in 9? I think women bring a different perspective. Robert Quaife, longtime politician in the county, said he felt that the women that represented the county when he was the mayor sometimes didn't get their message across because it wasn't accepted because of the old boys club. I'm not suggesting it's the old boys club. But if you look at the pictures, and you look at the pictures of City Hall, all those individuals over the years that made a contribution to their city, they loved Belleville. They wanted to work. But was it inclusive? That's all I'm asking.
I know that's what you're saying, and I agree with you 100%. We need to be inclusive. But isn't it not demeaning to suggest that isn't it not demeaning to women to put a woman in that situation as opposed to letting that woman run for herself because of the great things she's done and the inspiration and change she wants to make? The same reasons you ran. The great thing about this country, this city, this province, is that we don't force people into political roles. It's their decision.
Yeah.
And if enough women did not run in our last election, we can try to do things to change it, to get people involved. But to put somebody in there and suggest a bunch of men suggesting that a woman needs to be in there, we're going to put them there. Isn't that demeaning?
Spoke to many professionals, and one lady who's very successful said, I wouldn't be in the position I am today, leading probably 1,000 employees, if I didn't have the support of men stepping up and saying, you can't do that job. Talk to professors and say, back in the day in the 60s and 70s at Queens, all engineering teachers were guys.
Yeah, no, I know there's a glass ceiling, Sean.
Where do we break the barriers?
Yes.
Where do we break the barriers?
Get to this point. Back to my original question about, I think a giant mistake was made. And you and I had this discussion over on Mix 97, and I've had this discussion all week. I agree with you 100% that our community needs to be represented by the people within our community, not just a bunch of old white dudes. And we need to have people of color. We need to have women. We need to have
members. That's our community now, Thorne.
We need to have members of the LGBTQ community. All those people need to feel welcomed, honored, and willing to want to run for our municipal, provincial, and federal offices. And there is a way we can try to encourage that, but not on, in my opinion, not by blocking democracy. And I think council has made a big mistake in blocking democracy here by not bringing the next person up. And that next person happens to be Tyler, who, by the way, is a young man. And that brings something to council as well, a different viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my issue here. My issue is not with everything you just said. I agree with you 100%. And I told you on your radio station, I would get on that committee to try to get other people on. I would put them on the air once a week to try to get people on. But that was not the right moment. It's like making a bad decision in sports that costs you the game. This is just a bad decision. Are you upset, and would you rethink it? Answer the question, for God's sake.
I certainly, at this point, I'm staying strong. I'm continuing the conversation with many in our community. I want to see two women at the table. I think it's important.
Even if they weren't elected? Even if one of them's not elected?
we talked about, I know you've been talking about the Group of Seven, and you read the apology from the mayor off the top. I was asked, and there's no spin. I'm transparent. You know that. You and I go back a long time. There's no spin. I did my research because I believe it's time for change. You said, let's do it in 2 or 3 years. Well, I want to see it done now.
But you're putting a spin on what I said. What I said is to you is that politics moves extremely slowly.
But why?
And change, because that's the way people are. And yes, we need change today. And if there was an election in 3 weeks from now, right, we could have had this discussion and said, okay, what can Lauren and Sean do to try to get all this inclusivity into our council 3 weeks from now?
Yeah.
But there's an election in 18 months from now. And so by starting the ball rolling today, can you imagine the way that snowball would gain momentum and build by 18 months from now to get people involved? This is the people have spoken with what they were given in 2018.
They had options.
They had
17 different options with men, predominantly men, and four women.
But you can't force people, you agree, to put their name in.
We can encourage people.
You can't force people, and that's what happened in 2018.
We have to give them a helping hand where they believe that they have a chance at winning.
I'm not disagreeing with you. But now, today, with this open seat, no matter how great Pat was and she was, that is not how this should have won or run or gone. And the community clearly is saying that. And I think people are very frustrated at you and the mayor and Councillor Sanderson and Councillor McCaw because you don't seem to be listening. It's like falling on deaf ears.
I can't speak for the other three. I am listening with phone calls. Like, I've responded back to everybody. I am listening.
Okay, you're listening and you're explaining, but they're not understanding why you have made that decision now. Everybody in the city of right mind would have been behind you of what you said. If they're not behind you, if people are sitting there today going, no, what Sean just said is wrong. We do not need people of color. We do not need members of our different communities to be involved in our politics. They're just wrong. They're wrong. So how do we
change the hiccups that seem to continuously happen in our area?
Well, this is
when we had the issue with the flag of the South. We have issues just to our neighbors 12 kilometers today. We're talking about that subject matter, homophobic idea. Like, when does this change to say, are we really a diverse community? When do we have that conversation?
3 years ago. 3 years ago?
Well, let me.
Three years ago, would you have seen as many people from Southeast Asia on our street as we do today? 3 years ago, yes or no?
No.
That's right.
Okay, this summer.
So things change, but they take some time.
They're changing quicker than people are identifying.
When I took over this show in 2006, it was the beginning of gay marriage here in Ontario. The discussion. The racism that I heard on this show for that subject was unbelievable. The hate, the fear.
Well, we're still seeing it this morning, the hate in the area.
What I'm saying, though.
And you've been doing the show for 15 years.
In general, though, it has become accepted and loved. And it takes time. And it takes time to get new Canadians, and not even new Canadians, new people to our community to be accepted and enjoyed and respected.
We can
move that along because we have a transmitter and we have airwaves.
Do you believe in this? That was kind of a theme I had. We've always done it that way. And tradition. Do you believe in that?
I believe in certain traditions are there for a reason. For example, we're coming up to Christmas. And Christmas is full of traditions that people love. And they're freaking out because they can't do those traditions this year. Sometimes traditions are right because it's the right thing to do. And sometimes traditions need to be removed because it's the wrong thing to do. But in this particular case, democracy and fairness suggested that Tyler Alsup or whoever the next person was be moved up into the seat for 18 months.
And I'm not going to go down the road that Summer's saying that, the provincial government had. There's only two options, by-election or appointee.
Now you have, these are your options now, if I may say, and maybe you can comment on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
Your option number one is for you or two people, whoever said no, to backtrack, reopen this thing, and try to make it right. Or your option is to pick somebody or have the committee pick somebody. It's going to come to council. The other four are not going to vote for it. It's going to be 4-4 again, and you're going to have eight people all the way for the next 18 months. Those are your options.
So why is it that the other four you're anticipating, maybe you're in conversation with them.
I'm not.
Why are you suggesting that the other four, whatever name is submitted, wouldn't support it?
Because I believe that they are going to be steadfast. This is just my belief. I'm completely wrong. Maybe they'll turn over. But we had Paul Carr saying he was steadfast on it.
Mm-hmm.
I have spoken to one more counselor who will be our guest on the roundtable on Monday, and he's pretty steadfast on it.
And who's that?
That is Chris Millett.
Okay, yeah.
On keeping it that way, on firmly believing this. And of course, if you're one of those counselors, Sean, you're a politician. You're not going to change your mind now. The whole community seems to be behind you. You may pick Michelle Obama to come and do it, but it's still the wrong thing.
Do we look at diversity, equality at the council table? We had two options. We had the by-election that was selected.
This is what you should have done. You should have put Tyler in there, and then you should have stood up and said, I'd like to put a motion on the floor to form an ad hoc committee where we get a whole bunch of experts and people from our community to figure out a way we can get people of diverse culture, diverse ethnicity, diverse whatever, into council for the next election. And I would like to lead that. And who's with me? That's what you should have done.
The city launched into, Neil Ellis actually started something. That was something I addressed, and I have been talking about it. That Belleville was one of like 59 communities back in 2014 to, you know, look at racism, discrimination, and we joined this United Nations fight against discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the press release from the Intel. 2014, 6 years ago. Have we made any progress in 6 years, Mr. Brooker, when we go back to the Flag of the South issue?
Those are incidences that are incredibly unfortunate.
But they showed our city.
No, but it shows a few people in our city.
No, but the exposure that the city got on social media was
terrible.
Good. It is.
It's terrible.
Does that speak for everybody in our city?
No, of course it doesn't. So what your job is as a representative of the city is to look at what you need to do to make things better. Number one, you don't need this whole horrible situation that's going on. You make things right by putting a young entrepreneur in a position to give his opinion, because guess what? A 30-year-old has a completely different idea of culture, racism, all that kind of stuff. The way they deal with people of the LGBTQ community, completely different than somebody who's 60 or 70 or 50 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great standpoint to have. And then from that moment on, Sean, you say, this is going to be my thing, because you are in the inclusion committee. I see, Sean, I've seen a huge difference in you in the past 3 months, that you are now become really passionate about this. And that is a wonderful legacy for you to leave. So get on it. This could be your thing.
But
you could be remembered as this
guy. Part of that movement.
Wrong time. It's like starting a baseball game in the seventh inning. It doesn't make sense.
Well, we're already in the sixth inning and we've done nothing.
I disagree.
We've done nothing.
We're in the first inning of this.
We've done nothing, Lorne. The city is behind. When somebody says,
this has been a hand.
Hang on.
Okay.
This is Belleville. That's the way it is.
No.
That's not good
enough.
That is
not good enough. You're right.
How do we make change?
But this has been a ham and scalloped potato town for years. It's just starting to change now.
It's not. It was identified in 2014 with.
That's only 6 years ago.
So you make a difference now.
Geez, they're still talking about issues of segregation. Have you been to Memphis, Tennessee?
No.
Oh my God.
I hear the stories.
Right? So it doesn't happen overnight, but it can happen with change if you get enough people behind it. Listen, you could do it.
But the conversation has to be today. It really
does. Sure, the conversation has to be today, but not by destroying what is a really smart idea, and not by making or even almost vilifying in some cases a guy who's put his name in twice to be a counselor. That is something that we should be putting on a pedestal, whether you like Tyler or not, as, oh my God, here's a young guy, a business owner, a family man who wants to make a change and be part of the fabric of our municipal.
This wasn't about Tyler for me, though.
Okay, I believe that.
It was the bigger picture.
I see that. But the
others are saying it's the fight. It's okay. Not.
Was your decision clouded by what you heard and researched? And did you not look at it from a common sense approach without thinking?
I think anything I said at the meeting on Monday night in my research, I can't speak for the others. I don't know if they did the research as the deep dive, which is the new term. You say common sense. When I look at the fabric of the city and where we are today.
No, repeating.
I know you're going to say we're going to repeat, but the thing is, when is the time for change? When is that time? We want diversity, equality at the table. Like, that's how I thought about it. The city still, when a week and a half ago, videos are being shared and hundreds of thousands of people are saying, typical Belleville. Somebody has to take the initiative to say, this conversation has to stop. And if I'm going to run on my record, and I run as an inclusive community, Lauren, this comes with the job. Has there been a lot of backlash? But I'm getting positive feedback as well. I got an email last night from a nurse saying, I'm here with you silently.
Yeah, okay.
We need to change the mindset of our culture.
We do, but if we have mad cow disease out there, that doesn't mean we stop eating chicken.
I'm not talking about mad cow. I'm talking about inclusive community where everybody, race, religion,
we all hear you and agree.
And if we have a woman on council, how is that a bad thing? Before we move on,
we got to say goodbye, so.
I want to go to the seven people. I want to tell that story. 2 weeks ago, have some water. Mayor Panchuk sent us an email. I think it was an email or called us and said, if we need to form a committee, will you submit a name? So when the mayor asks, I'm not in bed with Mitch Panchuk. I'm not in bed with Councillor Sanderson or McCall. We have our own thoughts. My thought process was certainly different than their presentation on Monday night. So when the mayor contacts me and I say, okay, I put forward Dr. Julie Galthorpe. Why? And you took a shot at Julie this weekend.
I do.
And you have since apologized.
I would like to apologize for that.
But the tone buys into the loud noise that not taking a moment to sit back and reflect and say, okay, well, maybe these seven that they've put together, that might be an interesting way as we move, if this is the direction we move forward. Looks like it is. So anyway, Galthorpe. Why did I put Galthorpe's name in? She's respected.
Sure.
PhD.
She's great.
Then at council, I'm sitting there and I hear the mayor say the other names. And I went, Sean Monteith? This guy's on this team? Cree background, been the director of education for Hastings Prince Edward School Board, 15,000 students. 1,200 employees.
Yes, I know.
That's a nice addition my team to
First
help
of all,
with
but
diversity.
There's no person,
and moving
of, there's
this
no person of color on that committee. Is there?
I believe there was.
Who?
I'm not. I don't have the list in front of me.
Okay, but that's not what I'm talking about. And yes, the committee. If it goes forward,
so
it should
I think the city. If the applicants come in. I think together
you're still appointing somebody.
I know as a city though, let's not throw these seven individuals out of the bus and run them through the mud because I see it on Facebook and social media posts.
We're going to agree on that today.
Thank you.
These people are asked by our city to do something.
Stepping up to make a difference. They're leaders whatever sector they're in and they understand what's going on in the community. You think Monteith, with the changes of inclusive change in schools, doesn't matter? It does matter in 2020.
Sean, diversity comes through acceptance and integration. And integration with diversity. That's the beautiful goal of it. But in my opinion, forcing diversity, forcing a woman, it doesn't go for me. And I with all respect, I think you guys made a mistake. There's still time to change it. You could.
No. I don't know what's going to happen, play out, but I can tell you, Lauren, the waiting game is over. Like,
okay, we've heard.
Let's take that. No, no, no. See, there's the tone that I'm just going to dismiss.
No, no, because you said it 50 times in the past.
So how long do we want to wait?
Well, you don't have to wait. You could start pushing for this for the next election. That's why we have one every 4 years.
So the next election
is 18 months.
You want to wait. You want to wait. That's,
no.
I looked at Neil Ellis, the mayor at the time, with Belleville going to the Canadian Coalition, 59 other communities, identifying racism and what goes on in their community. 2014, we haven't made any strides in our city because I can show you the examples from 2 weeks ago and from this morning in Quinney West.
Just like...
So where is the progress?
Sean, okay, we got to end this, but just like you had somebody call you, said, hey, we're the silent supporters.
There's many out there that are against it.
I'm sure there are.
I know.
But let me finish.
Hey, listen,
can I just finish?
I just want to say I appreciate the conversation.
No.
Because there's 8 different perspectives on this. And that was my perspective and no influence.
Okay. But let me just say this. In the same way you think the city hasn't moved forward, there are thousands of people in this community that have accepted people of color, accepted people of the LGBTQ community that they haven't ever met or known, but now they do. And they have accepted this and just made it part of their life, quietly. And as I said...
The quiet ones got to raise up and let's vocalize and say...
Sure.
What we did to the 75 new Canadians, caught on tape, telling them to go back and using racial slurs. It's unacceptable. So when do we start the conversation to say, we're better than that?
But
let's rise up, folks, and say, this is not who represents Belleville. And when it's all over social media, 1 million views, Lauren, come on.
But let me tell you, it happens everywhere in every community.
Are we doing enough to identify
it? Then let's start now, but it's...
Thank you. I'm glad that you said that. Let's start now.
I've said that this whole time, but not through this Tyler Alsop decision. I got a break. Thank you
so
much.
No, no. 2 seconds. I appreciate the conversation. This was a good one today. I want to get this in, if I can. We talked about progress. Yesterday was... And you said I could get this in. I was on a Zoom meeting with BIA and Mary Jo Cormier... Welcoming Streets and pilot project coming down for downtown Belleville. Most vulnerable. Grace Inn was at the table yesterday. Belleville Police Service was there. It was public health. There was maybe about 12 on the Zoom meeting, Lauren. And here's the community reaching out to the most vulnerable with Welcoming Streets, a very successful program in Guelph. We're bringing that here for pilot project. That's some good news this week. And since Monday night, we've been at 3 or 4 other meetings. I respect everybody that reached out to me. I'm listening, continuing to listen. And it's not an easy job. And boy, did I get a quick learning experience when you stick up and stand up for your beliefs.
Sean Kelly.
Thank you.
He is a city councilor here in Belleville, of course, a member of our team here at Quinney Broadcasting. We thank him for his candor today. And the story, the legs are getting longer, for sure.